Hello, this is DJ C at acbradio.org with news and views I hope you can use. Very special greetings to you once again. I'm Don Coco, and I'm with you from Sacramento, California, and I'm reporting from Main Menu. This is part two of a series that we're doing on Norton System Works, and today we're going to concentrate on Norton Antivirus. Now, when you install Norton Antivirus, what's going to happen is it's going to offer to update its virus definitions. And the first time you do it, it's going to also download lots of components because it needs a bunch of components that are not available on your CD. So it's going to offer to update itself. And you will tell it yes, and it will do that, and then it's going to ask you to restart your machine. Well, that's fine. You'll restart your machine. And then when you come up on it, I'm going to want you to press the Norton System Works icon. The Norton System Works icon will be on your desktop, and you'll hit return on that, and it will come up on the screen, and then you will type Alt L as in Lima. And then it will go out, and it will check and download more components. So tell it yes. And then your machine will restart again, and then it may offer to even download more components when you check one more time with Alt L under Norton System Works. You also can get to this under the Norton Antivirus icon in the program group. So you can do it either way. But I wanted to show you that. So what we've done is I've actually opened up Norton System Works, and I'm going to type Alt L.
Custom control.
Now this is now going out, and it's actually going to check the live update.
Voice control. Dialogue. Button. T equals stop. Dialogue.
And you
graphic.
Can hear it here.
Live update. Graphic. Welcome to Live Update Express. Live update status. Norton Utilities. Rescue disk. Script blocking. Semantic Common Client Updates. Semantic Common Driver Sim Event. Semantic Redirector. Semantic Shared Components. WinFax Pro. Initializing.
Those are all the items that it's checking to see if it needs to update anything for us. And that's what it's doing at the moment.
C equals close. Disabled. Button. C equals close.
Okay, now it has actually finished doing that. It's gone out and it's actually checked to see whether we need any components. Now, like I say, when you first install Norton Antivirus, what you are going to want to do is a machine's going to come up and it's going to offer to download and install components. Tell it yes, and then it's going to ask you to restart the machine. Restart your machine, and then come to the Norton System Works icon. You can get to it on the desktop. Hit return, wait till it comes up, and then type Alt-L. And it will check again and show you that more components need to be downloaded. You will then tell it to download those components. And you may need to do this two or three times when you first install Norton. That's because it does not download and install every component. Now, why they don't install everything at once, I don't know. But they do not do this. However, after you've downloaded the components, you'll get this list here, which will show you, since mine is up to date, I mean, I can't obviously simulate that I don't have this already, so not without making it complicated, and I don't want to do that. So I'm actually up to date. So, but you certainly can, once you're up to date, this will go out multiple times every day, assuming that you have the Windows Scheduler enabled. And by default, usually the Windows Scheduler is enabled. Now, I won't talk about the Windows Scheduler because that's a different subject for a different program, but I would say that you would want to make sure that it's enabled so that it will go out multiple times every day, and it usually will download and install the components that it will need for Norton Antivirus in the background. You know, you won't have to do it. So now let's take a look at what we have on the screen. And
top left.
We'll just look at this here. We have
Welcome to Live Update Express.
Welcome to Live Update Express, it says.
Live Update Status.
And it says status.
Opening update list.
And it says opening update list.
Processing update list.
Processing update list. Now, what you heard at the beginning of this when I first opened it was showing you what it was going to check for. It was going to check that the script blocking, if it needed a component for the script blocking or the shared component, so that sort of thing. That's basically what it was doing. It's now completed that, so we have
downloading catalog file 14 of 19 catalog is up to date.
Downloading catalog file 14 out of 19. Catalog is up to date.
Downloading catalog file 19 of 19 catalog is up to date.
And I just down arrowed through a bunch of them. I'm not going to read each one of those, but they all say up to date. So that's basically what the deal is. And then down below it will say
all of the semantic products installed on your computer are currently up to date. Remember to check for new updates frequently. Live update session is complete. Click close to quit live update. Air express. Default button. T equals stop. Disk button. C equals close.
And we have the close button down at the bottom, and I'm just going to hit return, or actually I'm just going to
left
click it, and
Norton
I'm going to close it.
Custom
and
control.
I just did. Now, that's the Norton System Works itself. That's how it basically works, and I'm just going to close that out there, and I've done that, and what I'm going to do now is I want to go to Norton System Works on the system tray, and the reason I'd like to do that is I'd like to talk more in depth today about the web page design. I want to make sure I'm very clear about how Norton Antivirus works. I don't want you to be confused. Now, let me just say this as you're listening here. You might say, well, this virus scanner is too complicated for me, and I don't think I want something this complicated, and that's fine, okay? If that's the way you feel, no problem at all. But in any case, I do want to again stress and encourage you to make sure that you have a virus scanner of some kind. It's very, very, very important to have a virus scanner on a machine. I'm a technician, and I get calls all day long at my desk with people who are in trouble with their computers because they got a virus, they double-clicked on a virus. You should never, ever, ever open an attachment that you don't know who it's from. And so many people do that. You know, they'll get something in their email. And I don't care what the subject says. Oh, this is a cute picture or whatever. I don't care what it says. If I don't know who it's from, I am not going to open it. And the beautiful thing about the Norton antivirus is it does actually scan incoming and outgoing email. And it's great because it will scan them both for you. And it will make sure that it can actually check to make sure that your email is safe. Now, I'm not going to say any product is foolproof. I don't want to sit here and suggest that Norton is 100% foolproof. And I'm sure there are viruses that get past even Norton. It's a great set of utilities, I'd say that, but I'm not going to say it's perfect, and I don't think there's ever going to be a utility that's perfect, because new viruses come on the scene every single day of the week. I mean, there's people who want to harm your computer. There's people that want to harm my computer. And there are just people who are evil out there in the world. That's the nature of the world. And in order to protect yourself, you do need to make sure your virus definitions are always up to date and that you use a good virus checking piece of software. And there are free ones. If you can't afford to buy one, that is no excuse, because there are free tools out there that actually work quite well. I've used them myself in past. So there are good ones out there. So don't, you know, take advantage of not getting some kind of antivirus program on your machine because money's an object for you. You can definitely download and install a freeware tool. And if you do a search on the web I would just search for free antivirus software, something like that, you'll come up with a list of places and people that are offering free tools, and they work fairly well, and usually those companies keep their virus definitions up to date pretty regularly, so usually those will work fairly well. If you can afford something like Norton, I certainly do suggest it, though, because that way you know you're getting the best protection. So I'm going to locate Norton on my system tray. And let's see, I need to go to
button.
The system tray, and there it is,
button.
And I'm going to go
button.
To
Norton Antivirus Auto Protect
Norton
enabled.
Antivirus Auto Protect, and it shows that it's enabled. This is a system tray icon for me, and we talked briefly about it last time, so let's just
traffic.
Go
Norton
to the context menu key,
Norton Antivirus.
And I've done
context
that,
menu.
And I'm going to down arrow.
O equals open Norton
I can
antivirus.
Open the antivirus.
D equals disable
I
auto
can
protect.
Disable Auto Protect, and I please would urge you not to do that. I don't think that's a good idea. Because, see, if you disable this stuff, then your Norton antivirus will not be able to keep up to date. So keep that stuff enabled. That's why they put it in there for you.
C equals configure Norton antivirus.
Configure Norton antivirus. And configure is just to make sure that you have it working the way you would like. What we're going to do today, we're going to open Norton Antivirus, so I'm going to hit return on that, and we're going to just wait just a minute while it actually loads a web page, and it's going to actually go out, it's going to call Norton System Works, and it's going to actually load a web page. Now, the heart of Norton is this Norton System Works, so everything basically is controlled by Norton system works. And that's basically, you know, how it works. And like I say, the Norton System Works icon itself is not what I would call very speech-friendly, but it works okay. And you could get by using that, but I recommend that you use these tools under the program group. I think I already said that. So with that said, let's make sure we're at the top of the page here. So we are. And let's just read the page so we can see how this page is laid out. Now, you can tab between fields for the links, and I'll show you how to do that, but I just want to read the page to give you an idea how the page is laid out. So
frame untitled.
We have, it just says frame untitled, and we're down arrow here.
System status, urgent attention.
System status, urgent attention, it says at the top. That's just the just the basic name, and they just put that up there. It's like, read this whole page thoroughly, but basically what they're trying to tell you here.
Table 1, start 5, row 6,
and we
columns.
Have a table.
Security scanning features.
Security scanning features. And we have these here.
Visit link auto protect.
Auto protect. And that is enabled. Now, to turn these on and off, you could click on these links, and that will turn them on or off.
On.
And that shows that it's on. Down below, see, it says on.
Visit link email scanning.
Email scanning. And if I down arrow.
On.
On. And yes, I want that, because that's a very smart scanner that they put into the Norton, is to scan incoming and outgoing email. It scans in both directions. It's great. It'll actually protect your machine.
Visit link script blocking.
Script blocking.
On.
Is on. That's if you get one of those VBS files. It's called a VBS file. It's a script file. And some of them can be harmful. So you don't want to be opening stuff when you don't know what it is. Again, I want to say, don't open it. That's what I recommend.
Visit link full system scan.
Full system scan.
Not completed.
Not completed. And the reason mine's not completed, normally it would say completed and it would show you a date. And mine is not completed because recently it was scanning one of my drives and I actually shut the machine off. Or I stopped. I didn't want it to finish. I told it, you don't need to do this drive and I'll stop you. And I did. Now, depending on your drive or drives, and I'll say that now so many of us have more than one hard drive now, that will depend on how long it's going to take. If you have a real small drive, you can get by with it scanning in no time at all. If you have a big drive, it will take a while. Norton System Works by design and default, if you take the defaults, is scheduled to go out every Friday evening at 8 p.m. And I think the reason they've picked Friday evening at 8 p.m. is many people in the world at that time are out to dinner. They've worked a hard week with their jobs, and many people on Friday evenings go out to dinner. I do it myself. Or people have gone out for the evening, you know, out dancing and one thing and another. And I guess they feel it's a good time to run the virus stuff, you know, run the virus checking software. And that's fine. It works rather well, actually. Like I say, depending on how big your drives are, it will do your entire machine. There may be ways to limit it. You could perhaps tell it, hey, I only want you to do programs, or I only want you to do one drive. I don't recommend that. I normally let it do my entire machine, and I think that's probably good, you know. That way you know you have that peace of mind that the software has done its job and that it has done what it's supposed to do. And I think that's very, very important, that it do exactly what it is intended to do. So plan on that with the Norton, that it will scan your machine once a week. And again, I would like to say that you do need to have the system scheduler enabled in Windows. Windows has a scheduler, and you need to have that enabled. And I won't cover the scheduler here, but just to say that you do need to have it enabled for not only for Norton to go out and scan your machine once a week, but also to run your live update, which it will check multiple times. So let's down arrow some more.
Table 1 end.
We have the end of that table, and we'll down arrow.
Table 2 start virus definition service.
And we have a virus definition service.
Visit link virus definitions. 2-5-2003.
2-5-2003. February 5th, 2003 was the last time they updated their virus definitions, and it's a few days after that as I record this segment for you, but not too many. They're pretty good about updating them regular, and of course if all of a sudden they get hit with viruses and virus problems, they're going to update them very quickly. Norton is excellent about that. They're on top of it, and this is their business, of course. So every single day you can be sure that people in their offices are hard at work working on this stuff, and you can rest assured that your protection is the latest that is available. Now, again, I don't want to sit here and say that the virus software is perfect. I don't think any virus software is, But for what they're doing here, they're doing a heck of a good job for us.
Visit link subscription service.
Now, the subscription service, this is how long is my subscription good for?
120-120-04.
And it's good until January 21st of 2004. That's how long I have to take. By that time, they usually rate it on a yearly basis. Norton's products you buy on a yearly basis to subscribe to their service. And that's fine because by that time they'll have new software out, new patches, new products and so forth and so on. So you buy another CD, no problem, and you're up to date, right back where you want to be, you know, no problem at all.
Visit link automatic live update.
And then down below it says automatic live update.
On.
And it shows that it's on. And that's what you want. You want that on.
Table to end.
And then down
item
below.
Details.
We have item details.
The items marked in red.
The items marked in red.
Red needs your attention. Please select an item by clicking on the item at left in order to get more information and take the necessary action. Bottom.
And there we go. And that's all that's on this web page. So we're going to close out the web page now. We're done with it there.
Create a new web.
And we are going to now
menu
show you how button. You actually... I'm going to show you another way that you can scan for viruses. Okay? What you can do, another way, say all of a sudden files came in. You got files that came in and you want to scan them. Well, I think it's a good idea to always put files in a temporary folder. I keep a download folder for material that comes in through my email and all that sort of thing. And then I go through that and I check to see what material is there. And that's where I store downloaded material. I do understand, I've been told, I've never had one, but I understand that there are viruses now floating around in MP3 files. I want to say that. That's what I have heard. In fact, I've read articles at CNET about that, so I don't know. They're getting more and more sophisticated by the day. That's why I say Norton is in business. Not only are they in business to make money, but they're in business to keep you safe, and that's their job, and that's what they do. And if you go to Symantec.com, you can read lots of fascinating articles. You can even scan your computer if you don't have a Norton product from their webpage. You just download a little applet, Japlet type of thing, and a plugin. That's what I'm thinking of, a plugin, and it will actually scan your computer. You can ask it to do that. They also have some security testing tools there that you can use that are freeware. They're just great. They really care about the public. That's what I think. Anyway, what we'd like to do today is I have a partition on my big drive. I have an 80 gig hard drive here, and I have a partition on it. I keep a small partition for Windows. That's just an 8 gig partition. That's for Windows and my programs. And the reason I partition my drives is so that Windows will boot very fast when I start the machine in the morning. Because I shut my machine off at night, usually, and when I start it in the morning, I want it to start up. You know, let's get to the day's work. So we want it to do that, and I partition my drives. And if partitioning is a subject that you're interested in, I'll talk about partitioning later on in a further program. Right now what we're going to do, though, is we're going to ask it to scan my E drive, or my E partition, actually, is what it is. Basically, it's 66 megs of what I call temp space, or just storage for me. I usually use it for temp space, too. I hardly keep anything on it. But that's where my download folder resides and that sort of thing. So what I'm going to do, let's go to my computer.
Taskbar. Zip. Desktop. List view. Norton System Works.
Let's go to my computer.
My computer.
Here
one
it is. And let's hit return
Windows Explorer.
There.
List view.
And
top.
I'm going to go down to my...
Miss E.
My,
disk.
And there it is. I'm down to my E drive. And now I'm going to press the context menu key. And I'm waiting for that to come up, which it will in just a second. I press the context menu key, and I'm going to press V, which is virus, okay? That's why they put it under V. As in Victor, it's a good way to remember it, right? Virus? Okay, so I'm going to press V. When I do this, what's going to happen is Norton System Works is going to come up, and it's going to actually scan this particular partition, and it only will take a few seconds because we only have a few items here. So let's hit V.
Menu closed.
And
list
we'll
view.
Just let that
address.
Come up on the
Miss
screen,
E.
and it's going to do that. And it comes up on the screen, and it actually scans to see if we have any viruses. Now, it's doing this actually in the background, and it's doing it right now. But when it is done, it's going to pop up a web page.
Norton Antivirus.
Okay,
Custom
Norton
control.
Antivirus.
Arrow.
Up on the screen, and it's now doing
loading
its
page.
Work, and it is done.
Brains
it's up on the screen. Now, I have a web page design in front of me. What happens when Norton Antivirus finishes doing its work each week, it will present you with a web page. And so this is good because you're not home, okay? You go out on that Friday evening. Well, when you come home, you'll notice that this web page is up in front of you. And you'll be able to read the results and decide if you need to take the appropriate action. So let's read this web page here. It's a little bit different than the other web page that we've read because this one shows you the items. Let's see what we have here.
Frame roadmap.
This is called a frame. It's called a roadmap.
Table 1 start 9 rows 3 columns. 1. Scan progress. 2. Repair wizard. Fix. Quarantine. Delete.
These are the items that it does or would perform if it had to.
3. Summary.
Okay, summary. So.
Table 1 end.
We have that.
Frame quick summary.
Quick summary.
Scan summary.
Scan summary.
Table 2 start 2 rows 2 columns. Summary.
Summary.
Summary no infection found. Scan time 3 seconds. Table 2 end. Table 3 start 6 rows 4 columns. Action files master boot record. Boot record scanned. 323 infected 000 repaired 0. 00 quarantined 0 deleted 0. Table 3 end. More info button. Finish button. More details. Brain semantic Norton antivirus common UI button.
Now, if I were to click the more info button, it would tell me that, oh, I scanned your D drive and I went, or I'm sorry, my E drive it was, and I went into your downloads folder and I scanned this file and that file and that sort of thing. That's what more info will do. But basically what you see at the bottom, it says scanned 000. Everything is zeros. That's what you always want, my friends. You want it to say zero. If it says infected one or infected a dozen, you're in trouble. There's problems here. That's why you want them to always say zero. You don't want anything else to say any other number except zero. If it's zero, it's healthy. If it's not zero, you know you have problems. Infected one, quarantine one. Well, fine. If it will quarantine them for you, quarantine means it moves them to a special folder. And there's a quarantine folder in Norton, and it actually moves them to that folder. And it may do that depending on how you have set up the options. We did touch on the Norton options for you last time,
Arrow.
And how you can set them up. And I have mine set up to, you know, hey, you find a virus, you delete it, because I'll be honest with you, the way I feel, I don't care who it's from. If they're passing a virus to me, I don't want to see it. I don't care what it is. You just, you know, delete it. I don't care. Very often what we have found, of course, that Outlook Express's address book becomes infected with viruses. And I want to just talk about this briefly. A lot of times it will attach a name to your address book. I had somebody write to me recently, and they said, hey, DJC, we got a virus from you. And I wrote back to the person and I said, no, you didn't get a virus from me. You got a virus from somebody else who just happened to transmit because DJC is on their list and it picked DJC's name. But you did not get a virus from DJC. I have never in my life transmitted a virus anywhere. And I never will. If I think I'm going to have that kind of trouble with my machine, I promise I'll shut it off or fix it. I will never transmit a virus anywhere. So, I know that Outlook Express, though, is problematic that way. But Norton will take care of it. Norton will scan, you know, Outlook Express for you. Anyway, it's a great utility, and that's one of the first utilities I wanted to make sure we covered in this segment of Main Menu today. Feel free to email djc@acbradio.org with your thoughts and comments. Until next time, Don Coco thanking you for listening.